You're listening to Irish Radio Canada at Home and Abroad, and while we are a little late talking about this, Ireland and the Winter Olympics are not something that we hear a lot about or that we pay a lot of attention to, and yet we should pay an awful lot more, given, I won't quite say climate change, but just Ireland has been represented over the years at many of the Winter Olympics, and in 2026 there were four people that represented Ireland, and one of them is a Canadian-based, Irish-born Canadian-based skier by the name of Ben Lynch. And Ben was originally from Rathmines in Dublin. He moved to Canada when he was two, and he began competing at the age of 12 in slope style and big air before switching to half pine at 19, progressing to compete regularly in the FIS World Cup circuit. And Ben currently lives in Vancouver. Ben, thanks a million for taking the time to come along, and welcome.
No worries. Thank you for having me on, Austin. That was a great introduction. You, yeah, hit the nail on the head there. So
okay, so I there's a few things I'm going straight into there. Like, what is slope style, and what is big air, and what is half pipe?
So all three of those are disciplines underneath the sport freestyle skiing. So freestyle skiing is like jumps and rails and moguls. I think anything aerialistic on skis, that's freestyle skiing. So slopestyle, big air, and halfpipe are all disciplines underneath freestyle. Slopestyle is when you have jumps and rails that you have to put together in one run. It's probably the most common type of freestyle skiing that I know of. And then there's big air, which is just one big jump. So you have one jump to put down the biggest trick that you possibly can. And whoever has the biggest spin with the cleanest grab wins. And then you have half pipe, which is what I ended up doing. It's a huge half pipe of snow. Think Tony Hawk, think Shaun White. It's usually about 200 to 250 feet long. The walls on each side of the half pipe are about 22 foot high. So you get four or five hits usually in your run, sometimes six if you have enough half pipe to work with. And you, yeah, same thing. Go big, do a big spin, big trick, and land clean. That's the name of the game for all three of them. So
what kind of speeds would you be getting up as you're coming down through the half pipe then?
What kind of speeds, you said?
Speed,
yeah. I don't know the exact speed. That's a good question. But I reckon anywhere from 50 to 80 kilometers per hour.
And of course, the greater the speed, the more time you get in the air.
Exactly. So that's the name of the game, is taking speed in the half pipe and then also maintaining that speed throughout the half pipe. Because if you go really big on your first hit, but you scrub speed in the bottom of the half pipe or you take a wrong line, you'll lose speed as you're going down the half pipe. So the name of the game is to not just have a lot of speed, but also maintain that speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very safe. but it came to obviously you've been skiing for donkeys, well, I won't say for your life. So what connected you with Ireland and skiing for Ireland? You reach out to them, or how does something like that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I was born, obviously, like you said, in Rathmines, so I have the nationality, the passport, all of that. Originally, I was on the Canadian team for 2 years. I think you mentioned that. And I kind of reached out because, yeah, I wanted to see if there was an opportunity there. I originally had emailed them, but as soon as they contacted me, I think they're like, oh, yeah, we've heard of you, because I knew Bubba at the time. Bubba is someone who skied previously for the Irish team. And so I emailed them. They said, we're happy to have you. And then, you know, you can't just like switch over. You need to have your passport ready. You need to have a letter of why you want to switch. And then you also need to get a letter of resignation from the Canadian team. So there's a whole process that goes into it, that you start in, you know, halfway through the season. And then only select people will actually get confirmed to make that switch. So it was a whole process to move over, but I'm definitely glad that I did so.
Right.
Yeah.
How did it feel emotionally to represent Ireland?
It felt pretty great. It made me very proud, because I have a lot of family from Ireland, and it was very cool to represent the country where I was born from because I obviously have a lot of roots there and ties. So it was very special type of event. And then to do so well at the Olympics too, place 8th, top 10 was like, it felt really, like I was doing something great for the country. I don't think there's ever been an Irish athlete to get a result like that in the Olympics. So it was definitely really special.
And you got to top it off, of course, by carrying the flag in the closing
Yeah.
ceremony. That must
Yeah,
be.
that was really cool. Just holding the flag and it was obviously I was honored to be selected for that. Yeah, just a very special moment that I'll hold with me probably throughout the rest of my life. So, yeah.
So, Ben, I take it at some point they must have wanted to see you in Dublin. You were brought, you would have been in Ireland. Do you still have any family there?
Yeah, I've got lots of family. So I went to Ireland after the Olympics. They flew me out and I stayed with some of my cousins in Ireland, and it was great being going back to Dublin. I was like a celebrity there. Everyone knew me, and drinks on the house was how I could sum it up for the week. Free drinks, free Guinness. It was a very cool experience.
And while the Olympics is only once every 4 years, you're young enough to be able to look to the next, to what would be 2030, and hope to be able to compete again for Ireland.
Yeah, I think where that's concerned is I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you. Right now, I'm taking a step back from skiing. I had a knee injury that I just need to let that settle. I probably won't compete next year. I'd like to continue skiing, but yeah, we'll see. It kind of depends where I'm at. 4 years is a long time, right? Anything could happen in 4 years. I could be completely different, but I'm definitely not gonna say never. 27 is definitely young enough to do it again for Ireland. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
And you were on the what I saw was the FIS, the FIS Alpine Ski World Cup. You participated in that, and it was a bit of learning when I was doing a bit of research that 1924 was founded the International Ski and Snowboard Foundation. There are 7,000 annual events I see across the various disciplines. It's huge sport. And again, in Canada we would be more aware of skiing, whereas in a lot of other countries not to the same extent, but certainly a huge amount of involvement in it. Your mom and dad, after they immigrated, did they get into skiing, or did you? Was it that you? Because I know after when we got here, I didn't take to the skis that easily or the skates.
No, my parents are not the best skiers, to be honest with you. My brothers ski though. I have three older brothers and they all ski more recreationally. They don't do it competitively or anything, but my parents are not the best skiers. They didn't see snow until they were in their 40s. So when they moved to Canada, with us. So yeah, not the biggest ski family, I guess, but.
And how did they feel about you and being in competitive skiing?
To be honest with you, they were very supportive. My parents didn't really understand it early on. It was more of just a way for them to be honest with you, get rid of me and send me off skiing with my friends, and they didn't have to worry about me, so they didn't have to, take care of me when I was younger. And I loved it. I got really involved. They didn't really understand it. I think still to this point, they don't fully understand freestyle skiing. It is quite a technical sport, and if you're not involved in it, it can be very confusing, like how the different tricks and axes work. So for them, it's, a world that they definitely had to study and research. But for me, it was my whole world for the last 10 years, and I love it. So.
And they must be very proud of you that I presume that they traveled with you for the event itself at the Olympics. And did they travel to Dublin with you?
Yep. My dad did. My mom ended up going to Rome,
All
but
right.
yeah, they were very proud, very proud. They did an interview and everything. So yeah, no doubt they were very proud. My dad was also an athlete growing up, but he was a rower. He definitely did not take to skiing. So I was the first one to kind of venture into that world.
So when it comes then to, as you look to the future, you're saying very much you're not too sure if competitive skiing is something, but would you see yourself getting into training, into coaching, into instructing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think coaching is definitely something I'd like to do at least a little bit, just to give back to, that's how I learned everything I did on skis is through a coach. So I'd definitely like to coach some kids moving forwards. But there are like certifications you need to get to do that. But I think that would be fun to coach some kids in half pipe.
Have to wait and see how that pans out.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ben, I know you took time to squeeze this in, and I do really want to thank you for taking the time. I was delighted when you responded, and we can connect because again, very much congratulations, and it was a proud moment to be able to have the Irish flag being flown and see Irish representation at the Winter Olympics. So, I say again, thanks a million for taking the time.
No worries. Thank you, Austin, for having me on. I appreciate you as well. Thank you for your time. And yeah, it's always great to hear people who are interested in my sport. So, it's a pleasure.